He compared the cyclomass of numbered locations with a man map of ancient times. The second platform was alongside a dam which had once been named Kariba, in a country which had once been called Rhodesia, and then Zimbabwe. The platform was marked Emergency Defense Armament Receipt Point. Obviously, if the main mine site were ever knocked out, Cyclo could send in another force, or the Cyclo command on the planet could demand troops, or at least inform the Home Office. Hopes soaring, but a little held down by the age of the map and Turl's treatment of it. Johnny had a Marine attack plane on the line, and Scott's piling into it. Robert the Fox boarded hastily. Just as they were about to close the door, McKendrick piled in with a medical kit. Johnny sent the plane racing to the south. It was only about 1,000 miles away, and it only took them 35 minutes before they spotted the huge dam and lake and the mammoth installation. Some distance to the south and east of that, they saw what had been called Victoria Falls, one of the biggest waterfalls on the planet. Spectacular country. Because the area had been marked heavily defended, Johnny approached it cautiously. It was another branch mine they hadn't known the existence of. They found the compound some distance to the east and landed a platoon with assault rifles and radiation ammunition to make a cautious approach. A half hour later, they had the report on mine radio. The place was deserted and, the platoon officer reported, not much different from the one in the Ituri forest to the north. The map had not shown the second platform at the mine site, but it was quite close to the huge dam. They took the platoon back aboard, and Johnny began to cruise the area. Trees, trees, trees. This was a high plateau, but not an open plain. Trees had been knocked down in swaths where elephant herds had passed through. There were lots of little hills. Everything was masked with undergrowth, except a few open places. Cruising along, elephant and African buffalo looking up at them, Johnny searched and searched. He had found before that it was one thing to look at a map and quite another to be on the ground, and he was experiencing it again. Time after time, he studied the map while Stormalong in the co-pilot's seat kept them cruising above the treetops. Johnny finally got out some dividers and very carefully measured the distance from the dam edge, and then, taking the plane to that point and cruising it at the speed a horse walks, finally got them in the center of what must have been the point. Stormalong threw out a smoke flare to mark it, and a couple of big elephants took off. It was a bowl in the ground, the edges of which rose about 200 feet above the middle. It was like a crater, possibly even made with a bomb blast. It was about 1,000 feet in diameter. The bowl itself was so overgrown, one could not see what was in it. But as the white smoke spired up, the truth hit Johnny. For centuries, perhaps, the company security officers of this planet had paid no attention to maintaining the elaborate planetary company defenses which once existed. No wonder Turl had thrown the map away. He looked so disappointed that Sir Robert tried to cheer him up.
We won't really know until we look closer.
But it certainly was wilderness, receiving no care for centuries.